Okay. Okay, we continue with the Sefer Rosa de Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos. We're on page Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches, in the middle of an essay that's giving us the opening to the inner person on Shabbos. And we spoke about, in the last session, the idea of the mamoros, which Hashem created the world, and the human being's physical body and animalistic soul, that Hashem rests from those mamoros on Shabbos. But the one thing that does not rest is the soul that God blew into man. And therefore, on Shabbos, it's the soul of man which is truly alive and is able to express itself in the most natural way without the chains of the body. Without the chains of the body. And if you understand that, you understand that Shabbos is not a prison sentence, but rather Shabbos is a time to free and release the soul from the chains of the body. And that's how he explained so beautifully the Chazal that says every day of the week had a partner, except the Shabbos did not have a partner. Because every other day of the week was created with the mamoros, with the utterances, while Shabbos was not created with an utterance. So Hashem said, so if that's not going to be your partner, you have no partner. So the Jewish people will be your partner. Knesset Yisrael will be your partner. Because Knesset Yisrael was also not created with an utterance. So Knesset Yisrael wasn't created with an utterance. Shabbos, it doesn't say by Shabbos. And God said, let there be Shabbos. So therefore, Shabbos also has a otherworldly quality, which is similar to the Jewish people. So when I said over this class on Shabbos morning, for the early morning class, I had a thought, Hashem gave me a thought, that really, you know, how do we deal with people who become more observant later in life? People who live for the beginning of their life like an animalistic soul. And they're married to somebody who lives like an animalistic soul. So they have an animalistic soul relationship. Okay, two animals can have a relationship. So the two Jewish human beings, man and woman, who are not really attuned to their soul. So they're living based on the dictates of the animalistic soul. So what happens when one of the partners, you know, becomes more aware of their godly soul and now lives by their godly soul? So a person who lives by their godly soul is going to have a lot of trouble to relate to a person who continues to relate to their animalistic soul. Unless you had a lot of friends. You had a lot of friends, and those friends were all following the animalistic soul, and now you are focused on the godly soul. So really, this is not just an analogy of the days of the week finding partners and Shabbos not finding a partner. You know, it's much more real. As opposed to the abstractness of the Medrash, the truth is there's lots of reality to this Medrash. There are people who are like Shabbos Jews. There are Jews. Remember, the whole point of Shabbos is that it's not created by a ma'amar. It's not created by the physical realities. The physical realities such as which create a human being in a physical way to have an animalistic soul. So therefore, it's not just the Shabbos that says I have no partner, but really, it's the newly observant Jew who has no partner. And unfortunately, there are many sad cases where they try to live a spiritual life and their partner is not interested in the spiritual life. Their friends are no longer their friends. Because they're not interested in spiritual life. It's very hard to convince a rational animal that there's pleasure in spirituality. So there's many Jews who can, I think, relate to this Medrash. The Medrash saying, I have no partner. So you have to use the same answer. So if you had no partner, who is your partner? Knesset Yisrael is your partner. The congregation of Israel is your partner. You have to be part of a kehila of Jews who relate to the concept of having a godly soul. That's where you'll find your partner. Or certainly you'll find your partner in the Shabbos itself. If Shabbos has no partner because it's a spiritual entity, so who's the partner of the Shabbos? The Knesset Yisrael. Who's that spiritual entity that God blew a soul into the collective Jewish soul? So therefore, you see the advice for the person who has newly found his religious roots and feels he has no partner, you'll have to go to Knesset Yisrael or to the Shabbos to find that shidduch, that companionship that you're looking for. I think that's a very important idea. And then we ended off last week with the idea of just before Shabbos, Hashem said the world was tov ma'od, and we said ma'od means something that never ends. And that's how good the world can be. It could be something that has no ending, and that really becomes our entry into the Shabbos, where Shabbos you taste the 1/60th of the world to come, which has no limitations. This physical world has limitations. When you step into the world of spirituality, you are now stepping into the world of the unlimited. And that's how we're saying that Shabbos is not like another day of the week that we say it was good while it lasted, but Shabbos is something that's eternally good. And that's where we ended off last week. So now we're going to find something that we do to suit and match that unlimited aspect of what Shabbos is. We've got the human body, which was limited. That is decommissioned for one day. So that limited boundary is no longer functioning. We've got the godly soul that's infinite. It's able to express itself in the most infinite ways. So the question is, how is it going to express itself? So on page Lamed Ches in the third paragraph, Ubenefesh Ha'odom. Now we're going to see. Yeah, good. Lamed Ches, we've got it. It's on the right-hand side of the page. Good. About 10, 11 lines from the top. Okay. Yeah. Ubenevesh Adam, and in the soul of a person. Remember, all these realms are the same. The soul of a Jew, the Shabbos, Beis Hamikdash, all the cores, central parts of the three dimensions of reality. Ubenevesh Adam, shehi makbila lahazman kiniskelel. That the soul of the Jewish person, that parallels this time of Shabbos. Gam ken yesh shviso adem amoros. The body, the animalistic soul, rests because it's part of the utterances. Hamamoros haklulis ba haholchim b'mahalach hakavua, that all go from a natural way. Shekava baris baruch shmo chok nesam v'levar. Hashem established natural limitations to the entire physical world, which includes the human body. So this human being, whose human body is now being laid to rest, but it's elevated to a much higher reality. And it's found in the expression in the bracha matbea of Birchas Shracha of Asher Yatzar Es Adam. The bracha of Asher Yatzar, we go to the bathroom. We say Asher Yatzar Es Adam, Hashem created man, he fashioned man bichochma, with wisdom. There's two meanings of wisdom. It's with Hashem's wisdom, but he also gave man chokhmah. Now we have to talk a little bit about chokhmah today. What does it mean that a human being has chokhmah, has wisdom? In Kumoshin, as we say, the chokhmah eina hasagas muskalis. Here's a very important point. Chokhmah, if we would ask you to define what is wisdom and what is a person who is a chokhmah, what is a chacham? If I would say you are a wise man. So Pirkei Avos asks, Ezel chacham, who is a wise man, and what's the answer? We will see in the next line in the text. Okay. But we will see that chachma is not just achieving knowledge. He says, the chachma eina hasagas muskalos. Being wise doesn't mean I've acquired a certain amount of knowledge. That's not the definition of chachma. But rather, what's the definition? El Kamoshikas Reniona, the Mishnah, Ezel Chacham. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, who is a wise man? The Mishnah says, Halomeit Mikol Ha'adam, who learns from every person. You can learn from everybody. Even a little kid. an older person can learn something from a little kid. Right? The great rabbis say, you know, you learn a lot of things from babies. You learn a lot of things from babies. You learn from babies. First of all, babies are always busy. Little toddlers, toddler, 1.5-year-old kid. What can you learn from a little kid like that? They're always busy. They're always busy. Right? So we should learn from them to always be busy. They only cry when it's something really is bad. Right? That's another thing you can learn. And most importantly, every time they fall, they always get up. So you can learn from a baby. You can learn from everything. So what's the deeper message of that? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says an incredible vort. He says, Shekol ha'ohev es ha'chochma, anyone who loves wisdom, umisava eleha, and he yearns for wisdom to the point, sheshol mikol odom, he'll ask from anybody. He's not ashamed, doesn't feel beneath his dignity. Va'alzeh nikra chochem, that's why it's called a chochem. A wise man who doesn't love wisdom is a fool. A person who loves wisdom and yearns for it, even though he knows nothing, he's called a chachman. Chacham, that's the end of the words of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah has revealed a very important fundamental principle. As he explains, Hainu, which means the yearning for wisdom, that's the essence of what wisdom is. In other words, we say, what is wisdom? Wisdom is this insatiable desire to know more. But that which you actually learn afterwards, it's only a detail of wisdom. Because that which your mind can grasp, that's limited. In other words, everyone has a brain that God gave them that has certain limitations. And therefore, how much wisdom is going to get in your brain? A person can only put into the brain as much as it can go in. God gave you little brains, a little bit goes in, gives you a lot of brains, a lot can go in. That's a detail. So, in other words, how much you can learn, it comes with a prior limitation. But what is not limited at birth? Avol ha-ratzon lahaskil, but the desire to gain knowledge, ein lo shir, there is no limitation how much desire you can have. Some people only want a little bit. I only want to know a little bit. Some could say, I want to know an infinite amount. And the desirometer on people can be much larger than others. That Hashem has not limited you in how badly you can want something. That's unlimited. The yearning and the desire, the passion is unlimited. Since there's no limit, and from that unlimited desire can unlock and break through all the barriers. Umasha ain't a mubal, whatever is not limited, ain't lo keva, b'chok nesavar. It's not etched in to creation, it's bound by creation. Ve'yos tezen nekuda hapnimis tekomas adam. And since that's the inner point of the structure of the human being, him niftachas bizman ha-shayach la-tov ma'od yemei ma'isa. So that opens up in the time that's called ma'od in terms of the days of the week. Shabbos is Tov Ma'od. We just finished the 6 days. We're at the Ma'od. Ma'od means unlimited. Shabbos is a time of unlimited potential. And therefore, what do we do on Shabbos? We engage in that which is unlimited, which is wisdom. This is an incredible idea that he's saying. In other words, when a person looks at the world and he's so amazed by what he sees, and he asks and keeps asking questions to understand it. And why are you asking questions? In other words, what I see isn't everything. It's a deeper reality. It's a deeper reality. I want to know more, and I want to know more, and I want to know more. But why do you want to know more? Here's the critical point. Why is there a thirst for knowledge? Because you want to know. The more you know, the closer you'll get to Hashem. So if you have an insatiable desire to know more, because you have an insatiable desire to get close to Hashem, so therefore you're going to ask from anyone, And there's no limitations to the asking. That's also something you can learn from a child. A little bit older child always asks why. Why do we have to do this? We give an answer, then they say why again, and why again, and why again. Because you know why? Pardon the pun. Because a child is more emistic and is not satisfied with an answer if there's something more to it. Why do we eat breakfast in the morning? Well, because you're hungry. Why are you hungry in the morning? Because you haven't eaten all night. Why haven't I eaten all night? It just keeps going why and why and why, because the child inherently knows you got to come to the root. And that frustrates parents, because parents themselves don't really get to the root. And that's why they yell at their kids and say, stop asking so many whys. But there's nothing wrong with the kid. The kid's being emistic. The kid is saying, I want to know the real truth. How come you don't want to know the real truth? And people get bugged off from others who really seek to know the truth. So Hashem created the human being with this tremendous capacity for chachma, the ability to yearn to find out all the things that are behind everything. And therefore, on a day of unlimited value, Hashem gave us Shabbos, which is totally unlimited. Tov Me'od, Me'od is very much beyond, no limitations. So the human being is capable of dipping into the world of no limitations. And that's through the world of Chachma. And that's why we have to engage in Chachma on Shabbos. Now let's go further and see a little bit more about Chachma. Next paragraph. But let's go a little bit more. When we talk about intelligence of Chachma, there's another aspect, and that's called Breirus, clarity. Wisdom requires clarity, not just, you know, half-baked answers. Kamosha Kosov, as it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, and the Pasuk says, Emor lachachma oso achosi, say to wisdom, you're my sister. What does that mean? Treat wisdom like a sister. What does that mean? So Gemara says, Im borer lacha hadavar kachoscha, if the Torah learning is as clear to you, this wisdom is just as clear as the fact you're not allowed to be permitted to live with your sister intimately. Just like that's so clear that it's prohibited. If the knowledge of wisdom is so clear, then you know you got wisdom. In other words, wisdom, when you're learning something, you have to be so clear about it, just as certain things you would have no question in your mind. Just like, you know, a brother cannot marry a sister. It's clear. It's not up for debate. The wisdom that you internalize must be so clear to you that same way. That's what it means getting to the ultimate of wisdom. Then us ha'ishtokekusigam kem la'emes ha'brura de'enod melvadet u'sugis ha'shabbos. So when we yearn for the truth, the ultimate yearning for the truth requires clarity. Whatever you want to know in life, you want to get to the truth. And everything in this world, no matter what it is, when you get to the final why, the answer is what? There's one God and only one God. And that's the final why. You could string a trail of questions, you know, and it'll always get back to that why. Why? Because there's a God. And why is there a God? Because there's a God who's the creator of the whole world. That's the ultimate emes. And the ultimate chachma. The ultimate chachma will take you all the way back to that last point. You see, idol worship is the opposite of this. Idol worship says, don't ask so many questions. You know, you're doing it, let's just stop at this point. You know, why do we worship this idol? Because it'll bring you good luck. Why? Don't ask any more questions. Why do we serve the street? Don't ask any more questions. Because they ask a few more questions. The problem is, who asked all those questions? Avraham asked all those questions. That's what got everybody so upset. Avraham says, why are you serving this? Why are you doing this? Why? And it came to the wise, they didn't have answers to the wise. All the other forms of worship don't answer all the whys. Yiddishkeit always takes you back to the root. Well, you should serve the sun. Why? Because the sun, the moon, the sun, because it affects the tides. Why does it do that? You have to say, because Hashem gave it the power. Oh. So what gave Hashem the power? Nothing gave Hashem the power. Hashem is the ultimate power. It always comes back to the final depth of everything you're doing, because Hashem is the only reality. And that's the ultimate wisdom. All wisdom comes from that point. No matter what wisdom you have in this world, it always comes back to that point, because there's one God who runs the world, and that's why this is happening. And that's what Shabbos, that's the wisdom of Shabbos. So when once you get to that point, now you can come into the Shabbos. And we said, what's the whole reality of Shabbos? Shabbos is living in the seventh millennia. What will happen in the seventh millennia? The whole world will understand that God's the only king. And then we come to Me'ein, to Veniska Hashem Levada. We come to that taste of Hashem was elevated by himself. That's the ultimate truth of all of creation. So that's what we have to be engaged in on Shabbos. Shabbos is that you have a soul now that has been released from the bounds of the finite body. The finite body doesn't want you to ask so many questions. That's why when Yaakov fought with the angel before he met Esav, and he asked the angel, what's your name? And the angel says, why do you need to know my name? So some of the later commentaries say that what angel just wasn't pushing him off. The angel was answering the question, my name is, why do you need to know my name? Meaning to say, my name, the way I function, which is the Yetzer Hara says, why do you need to know this? You don't need to know all the information. Don't keep asking the questions. If you keep asking the questions, you'll expose me for the Narishkeit that I am. You know, why are you watching hockey games every night? Why? Because it's relaxing. Why? Why is it relaxing? Because I like it. No, why do you like it? Because it's relaxing. No, that's not an answer. Go deeper. Well, I like it because I really have a miserable life. Oh, you have a miserable life. Why do you have a miserable life? Do we have to talk about it? Yes, we have to talk about it. Why do we have a miserable life? Well, I have a miserable life because I don't feel like I'm accomplishing anything in life. Been there, done that. It's not fun anymore. It's really depressing. I really would like to commit suicide if I think about it. So I watch how I get my mind off it. So why do you want to commit suicide? Why do you not feel fulfilled? Well, because all the things they told me to believe in are not giving me any pleasure anymore. Whatever. You can keep on going. And then you say, well, do you think that's what your purpose is in this world, to just kill yourself? Well, not really. So you have to keep going. You're miserable because you're far away from who you really are. And who are you really? I'm really a godly soul that's not been expressing itself. And that's why you're having all kinds of psychological trauma. And I come to the final point. You really want to be, I really do want to be, but I don't know how to. You have to connect to the infinite God. It all comes back to that. The ultimate wisdom always gets you back to that point one. And that's what Shabbos is. On Shabbos, all the truth will be clear. And you'll be able to live with that truth. And you can have that chokhmah, but that will only come from exposing yourself to the godly soul that has an infinite desire to want to achieve as much wisdom as possible. And that expresses itself in the greatest way on Shabbos. Because during the week, the body's in control. When the body's in control, you don't have time to answer all those questions. Don't ask so many questions. Let's just get the job done. So therefore, you're not able to express yourself in the way that you should. Okay, bottom paragraph. V'masher Amar Zal, that's what the rabbis tell us on the pasuk. Sheishes yamim tavod v'asisa kol melachtecha. 6 days of the week you work and do all your work. And the Gemara says, "Vavo Shabbos, yebeinecha kilu kol melachtecha." When Shabbos comes, you have to look at it as if all your work is done. How can you look at all your work as done when it's not done? The answer is ba'ofen kazeh, in this way. She gemar kol melachta, all the work is done. V'einochoshev yosha melachos yemei ma'isa. He doesn't think anymore about the work of the 6 days of the week. Next page, Lamates. Once you stop thinking and get out of the body, remember, you only need to work when you're focused on what the body needs. If you're no longer living like a body, why do you need to finish your work? Why? What's wrong if I don't finish the work? Because then I won't get paid. What do you need to get paid for? So I'll get the money. What do you need the money for? To be able to take care of my body. That's okay for the 6 days, but you're not a body on Shabbos. The body's been decommissioned. So what are you worried about? Well, I have to go to the doctor. A lot of doctor's appointments because I'm not well. Well, forget about that on Shabbos. Only a body's not well. A soul isn't suffering from not being well. So once you've gotten out, once the body's been decommissioned, that world of limitations has been decommissioned. All the work of the 6 days of the week really create all kinds of barriers and boundaries and limitations for us. But once you're not in that world, then there's no limitations. So that whole v'as yotze min hamugbalos shel chok nasan v'lo yavor, you leave the world of God, created the world, the physical world with limitations that don't go away, and you enter into the world to el hamaot shen hamugbal, to the very the ma'od that is not limited. Okay, we can skip the next. Well, Kamosh Shomer Kiddushin, as it says in Kiddushin, regarding, it talks about a mixture of, when you mix vegetables with grapes, it's called Kilei HaKerem. You're not allowed to have that. You're not allowed to plant mixtures. If you do, you got to burn it. Kamosh Shomer Kiddushin, Al-Apostle says in the Gemara, explains to us, Tukta Shamaleya. All that stuff is holy. But what, does it mean holy? No. Shamdu Iser Hana Dekila Akerem. When you mix up things that shouldn't be mixed up, it's just explaining what one word means. You don't have to know the whole context. Mitevas Tuktash, from the word Tuktash. Tuktash, look at the word Tukdash. Sounds, has the word Kodesh in it, holiness. But also has the word Tukad Esh, a fire that burns. Interesting. Tukdash means a fire that burns. So you'd have to burn the Kilayim. Came be Shabbos Kodesh, on Shabbos is Kodesh, is also Tukad Esh, is on fire. What's on fire? Kol Malach Hazachol. All the work of the week is burnt up. The Gomar Kol Malach, though, that the finish of all work, Veino Ol Al Data Yoser, you don't think about it anymore. V'yotzi V'in Abgalos El Abilti Megbol. You leave the world of finite to go to the world of no limitations. If you stop worrying about making your parnosa, all those things are very limiting thoughts and limited results. Making parnosa is limited. At the end of the day, everything you're going to do gets you a few bucks, and it's very limited bucks. So all this work, you get a limited thing. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's limited. My whole focus is what? I'm working, working, working. Why? So I'll make a few $100 this week. No, it's a few $100, very limited amount of money for all that work. A lot of work focused on a very limited return. But I need to live on it. Okay, I understand. I'm not blaming you. But that's for the 6 days of the week. You're all focused on very limited things. So now, when that world gets decommissioned, so now what are you left to think about? So all your work is done. You don't need it anymore. At least for one day, it's done. So now what's left? What's left is your soul. Your soul, your godly soul, which doesn't have any of the barriers around it now. The soul, which connects to God, has an unlimited thirst and yearning to understand knowledge, to understand the closeness to Hashem. So that's what's happening on Shabbos. V'yishtaglus nafsho el ha'emes, and the yearning of the soul for the truth. Habru, the clear truth. Boeres, it's burning. Karish ve'yesh al heves ka. It's like a burning fire, a flame of Hashem, asher mayim rabim lo yuchbu v'naros lo yishvu, where water and rivers can't douse it. The yearning to get close to Hashem of the soul is an infinite yearning. And therefore, it infinitely yearns to understand more about Hashem, about Chochmah. And it destroys any of our grasp of the week, because the weekday is so limiting. Kivan, Shemitzido, Gamar, Kamalachto, since, and from the soul's perspective, the work's done. You've totally forget about it. That's the ma'od, that's the very. Bligvul, without any boundaries. Hanitzach l'kinyan Shabbos, that you need to come into Shabbos. In other words, the mindset of Shabbos, the person's mind, what should you be thinking about as Shabbos is coming? Just like it says at the end of the sixth day of the week, the world was very good. We're now at a point where the world can move on to the very part, the unlimited part. Everything I've been thinking about the whole 6 days of the week is very limiting. I don't have to think about my presentations I have to make it work. I don't think of how much I have to buy, how much I have to do. That's all limiting kinds of thinking. Limited thinking. I'm coming now into a world where the body is decommissioned. Where I don't look at my body as an important thing. I don't have to look in the mirror. I'm not interested in my body. My soul now can express itself. It can express itself to come. And we're entering the world of the seventh millennia. The world where Hashem alone is the only reality. And that's an infinite reality. I'm going into that reality. And now I can penetrate infinite understanding within myself about what I really want in life in terms of being connected to Hashem. In other words, you're able to create paradigm shifts in your mind on Shabbos. when you look at life through the lens of an animalistic soul, it's a very limited way of looking at yourself. And we'll see this Shabbos afternoon, we're starting a new series in the afternoon about how we look at simchas, how we look at weddings and things like that. And we'll see, I don't know if I'm not going to talk about it now, but it's a whole new mindset of how you look at a simcha. You look at a simcha as your simcha or something else deeper than that. Why are people so unhappy at simchas? Most Bali simchas are not happy at simchas, if you ever notice. There's got to be a reason for that, because it's a limited perspective that the physical body provides. But if you can break through those physical limitations and look at the soulful way of looking at it, then you can come to true simcha, right? So what day can this happen? It can only happen on Shabbos, because Shabbos, the body is decommissioned. So the way you look at life is decommissioned. And now the soul is able to look expansively upon life. Soul has an unlimited, penetrating, clear desire. I want to understand things clearly. What should I really be thinking when I'm learning Torah? What should I really be thinking when I'm eating food? What's the real why? Why do I eat? The real why, the real answer. Not the limited answer. The ultimate answer. The ultimate answer, my purpose of life. The ultimate answer. It all has to trace itself to the infinite source of Hashem. So that's when you're coming into Shabbos, it's like you feel like you're going into the world of the infinite where I can now get the answers to every question I want. Or at least get a taste of that. A taste of finding out the answers that will bring you back to that original source. So you're entering the world of the unlimited. All the questions can get answered. That has to interest you. If it's not interesting you, then you're not going to. Just Shabbos is not for you. If you're not interested in Mashiach, you're not interested in the seventh millennium, you're not interested in close to Hashem, then you're not really part of the collective Jewish souls program.
Then you treat it as a long day.
Then but imagine you have a time to get everything answered. You know, there used to be a TV show years ago. I forgot what it was called, but the winner would win. They'd give the person, you know, X amount of minutes to go into the grocery store and buy whatever they could. They'd give you a basket, whatever you could throw in. Depending how much you won, that's how much time they give you. 1 minute and 38 seconds, 2 minutes and 5 seconds, whatever. And you just would go with the cart and just fill it up, get another cart, and when the buzzer rang, No, so they always said, you know, so you could always tell a smart guy and a dumb guy, because what does the dumb guy fill the cart up with? Bread. You know, imagine you fill the cart up with 30 loaves of bread, so it's only cost $40. Smart guy fills it up with 50 rib steaks. Right? 50 rib steaks, caviar. Right? Because those little things cost a lot of money. Expensive spices, rare spices. Right? So the smart guy goes right for a chicken. You go for a prime rib. London broil. That little thing, that's $40. Put 50 of that in there, I got $2,000 worth of. But you don't have so much time. And when the buzzer rings. Right? So Shabbos is the same thing. It's unlimited, but it still is limited. It's only got 24 hours. But if you want, you could add a little bit more. You can add an hour and a half before. You can add a couple hours afterwards. You keep shopping. So the guy who understands, if we tell the guy, listen, you can shop another 5 minutes. Thank you. Unlimited supplies. Whatever I want can go in. So Shabbos, you're the kid in the candy store. But it's different candy. Hashem says, you can ask whatever you want to ask. You know, you're going to find out answers to questions. You have to want it, though. You have to want it. You have to want the answers to those questions. So, you know, when the guy is in that store, unloading all that, he ain't thinking about, you know, can you imagine, let's say the guy who won that game, he loves to follow hockey. Okay, so now he's got 2 minutes to get as much good food in there, because that's what he's going to eat for the next few weeks. And right in the middle, a friend, you know, he gets the cell phone rings. Because he signed up for instant messaging to follow on the latest of sports. You know, you can, up to date, the Euro Cup, you can find out when a goal is being scored at any moment. Bing! Can imagine, the guy loves that a whole year long, but now when he's got these 2 minutes to get it all in, you think he's gonna wanna have that cell phone on? He's gonna answer the call to know if Spain scored another goal now? And to see the replay right now? Not now! Now I have to get what I can. There's an unlimited amount for me to grab. So that's, if you're going into the Shabbos with that, then all the work is done. What do I care about these Mishigasim? I'll come back to that world soon enough, unfortunately. I don't have to worry about if my stocks went up, my stocks went this. That's all limiting. I'm in the unlimited world now. I have access to everything. So when you have access to everything, what are you worried about the other work that's not finished? The limiting work. That's the difference. That's what you're trying to get into on Shabbos. That zone of getting into the unlimited, and a person really has unlimited depth. Really start analyzing your life in a real way. You'd be shocked. That's what you have to pay a lot of money to go to psychologists for. But if you don't need any of that, you can just, the Torah can tell you how to analyze yourself. You look at the Torah portion this week of Korach. You could see if you have the little Korach nature in you to not want to follow guidance, and why you don't, why you think you're smarter than everybody else. That's getting deep inside yourself. That's what you can find. That's real chachma. That's what you're supposed to learn. Okay, next paragraph. Second paragraph on Lamed Tes. V'inei. Allah chachma. See, what else does it say about chachma in the book of Job? Ha-chachma me-ayin timatzei. Chachma can be found from ayin. So, simple meaning is, where can chachma be found? But the real meaning of me-ayin is, me-ayin. Ayin means nothing. Means nothing. In other words, whatever you know, already we call yesh, is something. What you want to find out is called ayin, is nothing. In other words, what I don't know, I don't know. So he's saying, chachma, he's saying, pirish. Tikadei lahasig dvarim ne'alamim. If you want to comprehend things that are hidden, efsharak ayidei koch ha-chachma. You can only achieve them through the power of chachma. Sheyesh lo shaychas la'ayin. It has a connection to that which is nothing, which is unknown. In other words, you want to find out the unknown. Chachma me'ayin tamatzei. Chachma is what can be found if you want to find out what you don't know. Ukedelito me'achayim shel Shabbos. You want a taste of the life of Shabbos. Shem me'ayin olam haba. It's a taste of the world to come. Asher ayin l'rasa, elokim s'losecha. No physical eye has seen this except Hashem. Yasel machakel. He makes that for the ones that are waiting for it. So tzorech shaych zayin. You need a connection to the ayin, to the nothing. To what you don't know. In other words, chachma is a yearning to find out what you don't know. Most people are very happy to live with what they know, and they're very comfortable living in that comfort zone. You know, a person gets to a certain point in life where they say, I don't want, you know, like certain, you know, you get to be our age already, maybe a little older, where there's, you know, a lot of challenge. Do you want to start getting involved in the latest technology or not? Right, so the young kids don't have a choice. That's life, and young kids always are interested in new things. But you get to a certain point in life, I've been comfortable with my personal computer, and that's as far as I want to go. I can still do emails. I just don't start getting me with iPads and iTouch and all this. Although it could maybe be very good for you in certain ways from a physical point of view. But you know, this is too much already. It's too uncomfortable for me to keep looking in the areas of the unknown. This is what I know. This is what I'm comfortable with. It's too scary. I got to start doing this. I got to remember new things, passwords, this, that. I just can't anymore. Right? So then you don't have that desire to move ahead. Chachma me'ayin timotzei. You'll find chachma, right? What you want to find out has to be the unknown. That's what chachma is going to get you. The unknown. Question is, how badly do you want to know the unknown? So a lot of people are fooled, but it's the physical world seems to make them happy. So what do I need any more for? I'm happy. I've got my regular life. I have my family. I have my kids. I have my comfortable lifestyle. Why do I need to know any more? So then there's no chachma. Once you've given up the pursuit of knowledge, you're finished. Even in a secular world. If you're not interested in learning more, you're not a chacham. You're not a wise man. Chachma is found in places where you're looking to find what's not known. And people are very much afraid of that. Very much afraid of change. We mentioned one of the weekday classes. You know, it says, Vayikach Moshe es halavim. Moshe took the levim. A couple of weeks ago, it says a parsha. Vayikach Moshe levim. Vayikach Moshe's arm. Moshe took arm. Vayikach Avram es Sarah. And Avram took Sarah. So, Rashi, all the time, whenever it says that a person took another person, Rashi will always give the following comment. He will say, he took him with words. He persuaded him. He persuaded him. Why does he have to say it means persuaded? Because the answer is, what is a person? Let's say, if I want to take this case, I can take the case. You know why? Because this case has no free will. The case is sitting here. It doesn't make a difference to the case if I take the case and move it here. I took it. But a person is just not a body. You know, taking a person, you can't take a person. Even if I physically take your body and forcibly remove you, we don't say I took the person. I took your flesh. I didn't take, if Avram would have forced Sarah to go with her, he would have physically grabbed her body, picked her up, put her on a camel, and forced her to go. It wouldn't say Avram took Sarah. It says Avram took a bunch of flesh and blood. Sarah is the essential human being who she is. To take someone means they have to willingly move. So that means, yeah, that's what Rashi said it has to say. He convinced them. When you convince somebody, now you've taken the person. Okay. So the question is, so let's look at some of these takings. Our Moshe had to take the Levites. Take the Levites. I had to convince them. I had to persuade them. What do I have to persuade them for? Persuade them, oh, how fortunate you're going to be. You're a Levite. You get to work with God all day long. Take Aaron and his children. Take the Kohanim. Persuade them it's good to be a Kohen. It's fascinating. People need to be persuaded even things that are good for them. And let's hear the most outstanding example. It says, God took first man and put him in the Garden of Eden. So what is that going to have to mean? It's going to have to mean God had to persuade first man to go into the Garden of Eden. Which means, if you have to persuade someone, that means there's the obvious reluctance before you have to persuade. If you're not anticipating reluctance, you don't need to persuade, do you? So why do you need to persuade when you're anticipating reluctance, or there is already existing reluctance? What is obvious from this interpretation? First man was reluctant to go into paradise. Why? So the commentaries say, because the human being loves to keep the homeostasis. Loves to keep things as they are. Status quo. No matter how miserable the status quo is, the fear of the unknown, even if it's good, is fearful. And even if I'm offering you paradise, but since you've never been there, done that, you're not sure how paradise will turn out, even though you're told it's good, but it's not something I'm accustomed to, the human being is very much afraid to do that. So that's what you need to be persuaded. So even for paradise, you need to be persuaded. So you can imagine what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a taste of the seventh millennia, which is the paradise of all paradises. It ain't going to get any better than that. And you see, by definition, the human being, the animal, is reluctant. The animal is reluctant. And you have to find a way to quiet the animal down, to be able to get into the Shabbos. To get into that opening, don't you want to know more? It's scary, I never did this before, I don't know. I don't know what it'll be to talk to myself a whole day long. It's very scary to come to the inner you, because that's a place, it's very, very scary. Because there's a lot of garbage you're going to have to sift through till you get there. Why don't you want to know who you are? Why don't you want to be close to Hashem? It's a scary, scary place to go. So that's what you're trying to do on Erev Shabbos, get rid of some of the spookiness of it. But ultimately, you've got to have Chochmah. Chochmah means, I'm not afraid to find out something I don't know. What if I find out that I've been doing something wrong for the last 20 years of my life? So a person should say, thank God. as opposed to, oh, now what does that make? Look how stupid I was. Right? Why don't people want to learn more Torah? Because they're going to find out they're doing things wrong. Right? So Chachma, the wise person, it says, I'm not afraid to learn more, to learn the unknown. And generally speaking, the more you learn, the better your life will be. We would rather live in a life that's limited and suffering as long as I'm comfortable. Because remember, the animal likes its creature comforts. That's why it's called creature comforts. Not soulful comforts, creature comforts. Gemara says the three things person finds charm in them, even though they defy logic. And one of them is the place you were born at. Gemara says there was a rabbi born in a place that was infested with flies. It's terrible to live there, but he yearned to always live there because that's where he was born. What do they say? I don't know the exact expression. We prefer to live with the devil we know. Well, no, we're going to reframe that. We're going to reframe it, the Jewish way of saying it. I'd rather live with the devil I know than with the angel I don't know. That's the person who's afraid to go into Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, you're only going to find good. But I'm afraid to find that good. I'm afraid to go into the Garden of Eden. God has to persuade me to go into the Garden of Eden. Chachma means I'm not afraid to find out the truth. And the truth could be hurtful if you haven't been living that way. So you got to decommission the rest of the week. The rest of it's finished. So no matter what I'm going to find out, it has nothing to do with the rest of the week. So you got to make that cut, that separation. As long as you're holding on to Wednesday, you ain't going to want to go into Shabbos, because that's going to be really rough when you find out on Shabbos how stupid your Wednesday is. You're not going to allow that information to penetrate. Right? You're not going to want to find out how you can use an iPad if you're still using a typewriter. And when you're going to come back on Wednesday, if you're typing with a typewriter, don't tell me about an iPad. It's only going to make me miserable. Unless you're prepared to give up the typewriter. But if you're not prepared to give up the typewriter, you don't want to find out about the iPad. Oh, that could be so much easier. Look, I'm going around like a nut all day. Still using the whiteout. Can you imagine? It wasn't that long ago. Can you imagine you'd now start using whiteout? No, use the word processor. Just delete. But I'm afraid to go there because I'm going to see what it's like and I go back to my Mishigasim. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I don't want to know about it. So that's not a chacham. A chacham says, I want to know more. There can only be good in knowing more, especially if that more is the truth, which is Hashem, and that's what Shabbos gives you. And that really is the real taste of life. So now based on that, we go full circle. Let's take it to the bottom of the page. So now, if that's what Shabbos is all about, just like the structure of the Jewish collective soul has been opened up on Shabbos to be exposed to the infinite realities of truth, so does the power of Torah open up on Shabbos. Because we know the Yisrael v'Raisach, the Jewish people and Torah, they're inseparable. The Torah and the Jews are two halves of the same coin. If the Jew can open up on Shabbos, the Torah that he learns can open up on Shabbos. The Maral explains the Tzuras HaTorah can be Tzuras Kol HaShol. The structure of Torah matches the structure of the Jewish people. What does that mean? On the weekday, the soul of the Jew is combined with the body, and it's limited by the body. So if the Jewish person is limited during the weekday, so his comprehension of Torah is limited during the week. And on Shabbos, a human being is not limited by the body because that's been decommissioned. Also, the power of Torah learning, it has now left the limitations of the comprehension of the body. Remember, Torah is as accessible as you can access it. If you have a limited body learning Torah, the Torah will be limited. If you now have an unlimited capacity, then the Torah can reveal an unlimited capacity. We find great rabbis in earlier generations. During the weekday, they learned the main parts of Torah, the revealed part of Torah. They learned Chumash, Rashi, Mishnayos, Gemara, the basics, the revealed part of Torah, the bread and butter of Torah. Will be Shabbos, Asku Barazi Torah. But on Shabbos, they delved into the secrets of the Torah. Why? The Hamugbalos Baguf Niftach Lafanav Gufei Torah. Hainu Gufei Alocha. Levaratov Minaraha Asr Minamutra Tamina Torah. During the week, a limited body learns limited Torah. What's limited Torah? Limited Torah is, what do I gotta do? In other words, just like we said, das. You have das. There's two types of das. One das is to discriminate between good and bad. So, okay, during the week, what do I do? Do I make a brach on this or do I not make a brach on this? So I gotta clarify. That's very limited. It's limited. It's physically limited. What do I do in the physical world? Do I make a brach or not make a brach? Let me find the answer. It's a good answer. It's fine. But that's limited to the external practice of making a bracha. Which is fine, and that's good for the 6 days of the week, and you need to know that. You don't know how to make a bracha, all the Kabbalah in the world isn't going to help if you're not a practicing Jew. But your Torah, because since you're limited, your Torah knowledge is limited, and what's limited? My power of das is limited to the point of what? To separate between good and to separate between bad. And the Torah will tell me, this I do, this I don't do, but I don't have any depth to what I'm doing. But on Shabbos, since the soul is now revealed, the real chachma is being opened, you want to find the real truth. You want to find that which is hidden from you. What's really behind making a bracha? What really should I, all day long, you know, do I eat what's kosher or not eat what's kosher? But now that I'm eating what's kosher, the das tells me that which is permitted. Now I go deeper and deeper and deeper into that. That is the hidden Torah. That is the hidden Torah. Now we come to the secrets of Torah. The job isn't to tell us between the do's and the don'ts. Let's look at the good. Let's look at what is holy. And let's go to the depths of that. Let's really understand what a kosher meal is about. Yes, during the week I say, this is kosher, it's not kosher. Fine. Now that I eat kosher, it's on Shabbos, let me see the depths of what a kosher meal really is. How that really connects me to Hashem. Echu nizgav levar b'yom. How does that reflect the God behind it that stands alone, is elevated alone on that day? So this becomes the whole insight that on Shabbos the learning is totally different. You learn different things on Shabbos. The regular learning you do during the week is not the learning for Shabbos. Now, of course, if you don't do any regular learning during the week, then we have a big problem when Shabbos comes. If you don't learn the simple Jewish laws, how to make brachos. I mean, you gotta learn. It's bread and butter. It's limiting. It's revealed and limited, but you gotta know it. You gotta know it. If you don't ever learn that, I just wanna know the mystical stuff behind it. Well, you know, the mystical stuff without actually doing it isn't gonna work either. So then, if you don't learn during the week, I guess you gotta learn something. So you gotta learn on Shabbos. You're out of luck. But if you're learning properly on Shabbos, alright. So, especially men who are learning Daf Yomi, they're learning Gemara, they're learning this, that's wonderful things to do. And on Shabbos, you should review it. No question about it. But you have to spend some time to go, to see that good and not to get, to know that good even deeper. And not to be afraid to look at that good. That's what your avodah on Shabbos, because the Talmud, as complex as it is, and it seems to be very big, but it still is limited. It gets to a point where it ends. And that's all the revealed aspects of the Torah. You know, as I've discussed, you know, that's what Hasidus teaches. Hasidus takes the revealed, doesn't argue with the revealed, it just takes it to a much deeper, deeper level. That which, you know, not everything is as it appears to the eyes. When you see a certain halacha, there's a deeper realm that's more true than that itself. And we've given many examples of that. Of how you go beyond what the simple meaning is to get to the truer meaning of what's going on. And that's, you have to learn svarim that deal with that on Shabbos. Because you have that capacity to go to that infinite level. Things you can't normally understand on Shabbos. You have a mind, that part of the soul is stronger, you're more aware. You can learn harder aspects, if amuna, bitachon, all these things that are hard to read out of a book and learn out of a book. But you can internalize these messages. You're not afraid of these messages on Shabbos. Let's do one more paragraph. We're not going to finish the whole thing, but we got the main idea.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
Are you supposed to be learning learning with somebody on Shabbat, or are you just supposed to be doing it on your own?
It depends. If you're capable of learning on your own, you learn on your own. If you can't, you have to learn from somebody else. Most people aren't capable of learning on their own. Right? This stuff, could you learn this on your own? This is stuff you should be learning on Shabbos. I learned it on Shabbos. But for who? 8 o'clock in the morning. The serious people. I wouldn't say this for the drush. Most people are not that serious about Shabbos. They would stop coming to shul. People are serious. 8 o'clock in the morning. You learn this kind of stuff. Erev Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you learn this kind of stuff. If you don't know it, that's why we videotaping it, so people can listen to it. If you're very learned, then yeah, great rabbis learn on their own. They learn it on their own. They don't need anybody. They just go and dive in there. But other people need help. That's nothing wrong with needing help to learn this kind of stuff. But, you know, this kind of stuff, you're more receptive to hear it. You know, even this, okay, you know, we know the 3 days before Shabbos already considered part of the upcoming Shabbos. So, you know, you teach this on a Tuesday, it's not the same. Your soul's already yearning for this. It's getting close to Shabbos. You're a day away from Shabbos. It's getting better. But Shabbos morning even gets better. You don't think Hashem gives me better insights Shabbos morning than He gives me now? When I'm learning Shabbos morning, my neshama is opened up. Not because I'm personally smarter, but my neshama is smarter. So when I'm saying over the same Torah, phew, new things come in. That's always, and that's never going to go on tape. I mean, that idea of you know, Shabbos has no mate. The newly Baal Tshuva has no mate. That's the deeper. See, that's the deeper pshat. See, that comes to me on Shabbos. It doesn't come to me on a Wednesday. You have to have a Shabbos mind. It's called a Shabbos mind. Right? So if you need to learn from somebody, you learn from somebody. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's do the last paragraph. Even though, but Lamaisa, we still are in a body on Shabbos. After all is said and done, with all the soulful talk, it's still been decreed on us, we're in a body on Shabbos. Ach hateima b'Shabbos, but the taste of Shabbos, mehakir v'l Hashem yisbarach, by the closeness of Hashem. Ba'evin shlotam kazos kol yimos achol. You didn't taste that during the week. Ki ilay chatzitza b'ino l'b'yar baro. It's as if there's no barrier between you and your Creator. V'nimtza ke'es rak l'fanav yisbarach. Now you find yourself just before Hashem. Rak a love who mishtokek, and you're only yearning for Hashem. So ha'razi Torah shem nashalom. That's the secrets of the Torah that's in the soul of a person. The real secret of all the Torah you're learning. You know, you make brachas, you learn halachas, you learn what to do. But the bottom line is, why are you learning all this? Why are you learning this? Because you love Hashem, you want to get close to Hashem. That's why you're really learning it. You have to come to that understanding, and only on Shabbos you get to that understanding. That's the real secret of all the Torah you learn, is why you learn that Torah. Are you learning the Torah because you just want to be a good Jew? Why do I have a Jew? Because I want to fit in. Or you want to learn all this Torah because you want to get closer to Hashem, and that's why you're a Jew. The Hashtokas Azu, this yearning, Shoveras Esamachitza, Shebeinu Lebeyus Baruch Shemal Kapan Lo Serega, that yearning breaks the barrier between you and God, at least for that short moment. Shabbos, you can break through, even though you're in a body, but that body is decommissioned. It's just hanging on. It's just an appendage on Shabbos. And now there's no barriers between you and Hashem. Fekan, next page. That's the secret of the Torah of the soul. Even though you haven't yet quite achieved it. If you haven't achieved it all, it's secrets. At least what you accomplish in Shabbos, you have achieved a yearning to get close to Hashem. You may not have hit the point yet. You may not have totally hit Hashem yet. You may not be cleaving to Hashem. That's really going to be happening in the next world. But at least what you want to do is have that yearning. You know, the Baal HaTanya talks about love of Hashem, and there's different types of love. There's the love of yearning and the love of being there. And we know that the love of yearning is even so much stronger than the love of being there. You know, let's say you can't look, I'm waiting for this dream vacation. So, how much are you yearning? How much are you excited? How much are you loving? You're loving it more before you get on the vacation, because you imagine, I want it, I need it, I'm yearning for it, I want it, I miss it. Then when you have it, it's nice. It's not as strong. Jew has to realize, you know, inside on Shabbos, I really see how much I really need Hashem. I really want Hashem. I really love Hashem. I still have this body. I'm trying to get out of this body, but I can't totally get out of this body. That is the, that's the real secret of you. The secret of you is you really, really want to be close to Hashem. The body is telling you a different story. And so on Shabbos, you're able to get those kinds of things. That's, you're able to see that. Okay. And you find this throughout the Torah. There's the revealed and the hidden. The revealed. The revealed part of Torah is applying more to the animalistic soul. The hidden part of Torah is more applying to the godly soul. So obviously the godly soul will be able to learn the hidden Torah much better. And even gives a proof. For those of you who learn the Gemara and the Zohar, you see a very beautiful thing. I'll just say it outside for the sake of time. Whenever you learn a Gemara, and the Gemara wants to ask a question, it uses two Aramaic words. Ta Shema. It's a very common Talmudic term. Ta Shema, which means come and hear. Come and hear. Hear and understand. But even that, a Gemara is the revealed Torah. But hearing, we know, is a very limited sense that the person has. Because it's limited in terms of what the person can understand. When you're learning Zohar, Zohar never says, Tashma, come in here. He says, Tochazi, come and see. Understand through seeing. Seeing is unlimited. Because the first light that man used to see in the world, he could see from one end to the other. Sight is unlimited, hearing is much more limited. So we see that even when you're learning the esoteric Torah, they always use the expression, come and see, because there's no end to what you can see into the esoteric Torah. And you could see the relationship between that wisdom to what the reality is. And he says, if a person can prepare himself properly for the Shabbos, then he's able to see the truth on Shabbos. You know, this idea, you know, I hear it. You know, if I ask, you hear it. You know, I'll say, I explain a difficult thing. I say, do you hear what I'm saying? Yeah, I hear it. Do you see what I mean? No. What's the stronger? I hear what you're saying or I see what you mean? I see what you mean. The Gemara says, come in here. Try to hear what we're saying. What you'll hear will be limited. It'll be good, but it's limited. The Zohar says, come and see. See what I mean. What you could hear, I want you to be able to see it. I want you to go deeper to understand that more. That's on Shabbos, you have unlimited capacity to learn this. Okay? And that's what he's saying at the very last paragraph. I'll just speak it out. He says, this sight where man can see from one end of the world to the other, that's seeing the whole picture. And when you see the whole picture, you only see Hashem. That's what the learning has to be on Shabbos. The learning has to be to see the whole picture of Hashem. You're not going to get it the first Shabbos. But if you're just going to say, well, I just learning Gemara all Shabbos. I'm just going to learn Mishnah. I'm just going to learn the Parsha on a simple level with Rashi. Those are all wonderful things. And they're great things to do 6 days of the week. But on Shabbos, when you have an unlimited capacity, you have to start learning that unlimited capacity. I know people are going to say, I'm not on that level. And therefore you just cross it off your list. You know, then you're giving up. Because this, you have to taste a taste of the world to come. The taste of the world to come is seeing the real truth, the infinite truth of Hashem, which comes from the infinite Chochmah, which we have capacities beyond what we could normally expect. That comes in Shabbos. So this becomes the focal point of the Shabbos is to enter the Shabbos of the infinite world. Appreciate the upshot of all this is, stop looking at the world like a body. Everything that your body relates to the world, decommission it. And now you say, I am only a soul. And what does a soul really want? I don't really know. Good, why don't you start asking questions? Sorry. What does it mean to be a soul? What does a soul really want? You really want to get close to Hashem? What does it mean to be close to Hashem? What is the oneness of Hashem? Everything you've been learning till now, learn, don't be afraid. Have that excitement and yearning to say, I want to know more. I need to know more. I want to get to that point where I really know the more is what's much, much more special. And I wish I'm like the guy in the store and I want to grab as much of this stuff I can before Shabbos is out. And if I have to make Shabbos a little longer because I don't want Shabbos to ever end. Because really Shabbos is infinite. A little more, a little more, a little more. The greatest Torah you can learn is in those moments when Shabbos is really over and you've extended the Shabbos a little longer. Because then you've actually broken through the barriers of the weekday. You've put the weekday to become part of Shabbos. And any Torah, deeper Torah you learn there, your soul is much more receptive to this. This needs training. This needs time. But this is the goal, to understand your Judaism in the deepest way. Okay. Thank you all for coming, and your schus. People will be able to listen to this online.